Joe.
What do you mean, Joe? My name's Roy.
Well, come here, Roy, and get groovy. You been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I ain't been uptown. What's uptown?
If it's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out, all you've got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown. A fella go to top it. If you want to pitch a ball and you can't afford a hall, all you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita, say I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it must be that uptown rhythm. I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy.
Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board meeting of Tuesday, October 22nd. Can we have a roll call, please?
Member Clinton. Member Fullerton.
Here.
Member Smith.
Here.
Member Whalen.
Here.
Vice Chair Schellenberger. Is here. And Chair Branch.
Here.
Thank you.
Perfect timing. All right. Well, we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Perfect timing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic,
one nation, under God, indivisible.
At this time, we have our public forum where people have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item by filling out a speaker slip. Does anybody in the audience want to speak? Seeing none, we'll move to our administrative agenda. Approve the minutes of our October 8th meeting.
I'll move to approve as prepared.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? I didn't see anything. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Abstain.
And abstain.
Aye.
Alfred, I think you were absent at the last meeting. You were there. Sorry.
And Karis is an abstention.
Okay,
on that
there,
as well.
There we go. Sorry.
Okay. Great. Okay. That takes us to our review of agenda.
Good afternoon, Chair and members. We have no changes on your agenda today. Your next meeting is November the 12th.
Excellent. All right. With that, let's get on to our first item, item B1.
Item B1 is sign review. It's for 805 clothing signage located at 5731 Hollister Avenue, case number 19-103 DRB.
Has everybody visited the site?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Same.
Same here?
Same.
No additional site visit, no ex parte.
Visit, no ex parte.
Brian, floor is yours.
All right, great. Thank you, Chair. Let's get started here. This is another sign in Old Town. It's very similar to the type of situation that we saw last meeting, actually across the street from this location for the copyright business. So this is for a business called 805 Clothing, and they have a sign box similar that we've seen before above their entrance, and so they would like to reface that and put in the sign that you see in front of you in the packet. I also put in the packet some very similar discussion of what we saw last time as well about the Old Town guidelines. I'm sorry. Here's the sign here. Got it. Thanks. So it is in the Old Town Heritage District area. However, those are guidelines and not ordinance or regulations. But we do try and use them to influence our decisions on signage. The one tricky part here is that it's an existing box. So we're essentially it's just a reface. It does meet the ordinance requirements that they are required to meet. I would ask the board to just kind of discuss the sign in light of design guidelines and how they think it might apply, as well as to the rest of the facade, because it seems like they tie size of the sign to the facade. And that was all I really wanted to say. I can field any questions, otherwise throw it over to the applicant to introduce himself and then present the project.
Okay. The floor is yours.
My name is Lawrence Babahikian. I am with PIP Printing, Marketing, and Signs. And I represent the client, who is 805 Apparel. This is a sublease of the previously, the location was Goodland Gun, and this is a sublease, and they took that same location. And thus, the sign has been, it's an existing sign. It's a light box, but the current tenant, is not using it as a lit sign. It's just a daytime sign, and it doesn't, they didn't do the power and the wiring and none of that. We just changed the face for them. And they are called 805, and the description below describes the type of business they are in. So the request here is a permit application to get the sign approved.
Great. Okay, thank you. All right, it's pretty straightforward. We can combine questions and comments. Alfred? Why don't you jump in first?
Is the business name 805 or is it 805 Clothing?
805.
So the business name listed at the top of the drawing is incorrect.
On top of the drawing?
Yes, I'm looking at the top of the drawing. It says business name 805 Clothing.
Oh, are you asking me the registered name of the business?
I'm asking you what is the name of the company?
I'm not sure what they are registered as DBA, but the company is called 805 Clothing. The business name is, but if you're asking me the legal registered name for it, I do not know the answer to that.
So this is a question for staff. Having a sign with the service offerings on it, have we approved that before?
We have. So that is not an issue that is covered in the sign ordinance. The Old Town guidelines do talk about, if you'll see in your packet, what the sign can describe. I list that there in the, I think it's number 3 there under Goleta Old Town Heritage District guidelines. That kind of speaks for itself.
Okay, So there is a guideline.
Yeah, it's not a rule, however.
But have we declined other people because of it?
I can't speak to that. I don't know. I know that we have approved signs with descriptors in them in the past. I don't remember if we've...
I'll let you address it when you get to it. And the choice of colors, the white on black, is there particular reason for that color choice?
The company brand is black and white. The brand colors, their business cards, they print apparel and everything they do is in black and white.
And what is the meaning of the swatch that you have in the center of the diagram?
The swatch was a sample that I had included in the original page. It shows the colors, the black. This is the true reflection of the black and the white. And the swatch itself was a translucent, a piece of a translucent vinyl. The reason it is translucent because in case the box needs to be lit, it allows light to reflect through it. Instead of making it opaque. So I had included the swatch for you to see the type of vinyl being used covering the face of the polycarbonate that is the material behind the vinyl.
Okay, Mr. Chair, what's that?
Well, I was just going to say, I don't have a recollection of denying that type of thing, but the board has asked people to alter things in the past when people have felt that there's too much of that. So, but I can't put my finger on an actual denial, if that was your question.
Mr. Chair,
yeah,
I think there may be some confusion there. There are some restrictions on shopping centers that describe the types of businesses at a main entry. This came up during the Target review,
right?
And that's different than an individual business sign. And so I don't know if there's some overlap in thinking here.
Probably a staff clarification maybe, but I would agree with that.
Mr. Chair, I do recall something in Old Town that came in that had a lot of text, and the design review was that it was too cluttered and, you know, from a design standpoint, but actually it wasn't because they were describing the business.
Right. And well, and I guess my point was that it went back and forth a couple of times and finally wound up with less text. It didn't get denied.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, there's not anything in the sign ordinance that would preclude descriptors such as these.
Such as these. Okay, gotcha. Does that help at all, Alfred?
Yeah, just looking for consistency. It's still interesting to me, there's confusion on what the company's name is. So 805 with the equal sign on the other side, perhaps that's a logo as opposed to the company's name, but I think that's all right. It's just I'm confused on what is supposed to be on this sign.
Karis?
Yeah, I seem to recall several times when we asked people not to put service offerings on the sign, would the client in any way be inclined to having the sign without service offerings, which is the name of the company?
If 805 is the only thing on the sign, it could be confused with the 805 brewery. And
right.
The company people might end up thinking it's a brewing company. And so to avoid that, a couple of words describing the type of business they are in, they felt necessary to avoid.
Makes sense.
That.
So, yeah, I think I can be okay with 805 clothing or something simple, but once you start listing all your service offerings on there, there are the people we've asked not to do that. And the Old Town guidelines say limited to business name only, and can include a figurative component that represents the type of business. But your 805 is sort of your figurative already, so if there's some way we can maybe make it a little less descriptive and more just the name of the business. And are you going to have this at night?
Currently, it's not being lit at night.
So just during business hours, it'll be on, and then when you close,
it's not.
You
shut down.
He said it's not wired.
It's not on. It's not wired.
It's not going to be lit at all.
It's not lit at all.
But you said that you were designing it so that they could light it, and
the material. So the light box itself, without any print on it, there's the frame and there's a face which is polycarbonate. It's a translucent. Rigid material. So you can either print directly on it or mount a vinyl on it. And if you mount a vinyl on it, the vinyl needs to be translucent if the client wishes to light the box and use it lit at night. If they don't light it at night and you have used translucent vinyl, during the day, it's a standard sign. At night, it's dark. No, you know, it's not lit.
In the case of this particular sign, is the black vinyl opaque?
During the day, you don't see through.
Well, no, I understand that, yeah. but is that black vinyl opaque? So down, like, where I'm heading with this is down the line, if they choose to wire it up and make it an illuminated sign,
yes.
Will the black vinyl act as opaque, and at night, then you would only have the letters illuminated?
It is translucent. It is opaque, but it allows light to diffuse through it. So if you put the same vinyl lit next to non-lit, you do see a difference because there's light diffusing through it. But the film itself, during the day, it's opaque. You don't see through it, but it's intended for it to diffuse light and make it all smooth. One of these copies should have the actual swatch cut. These are copies of the original, but one of them...
Staff probably has that.
This is it. Yeah. So let me peel it.
I mean, in the past, though, we have required that these signs are opaque.
Yeah.
And not
if I peel it, it is opaque. You will see it here. It's just the technology of it is designed in a way that I'm going to have to rip it.
Staff doesn't mind.
So that's the sign. That's the actual film, translucent film. If I turn it away this way, you can...
I can totally see it. I can see the paper.
Yeah, it's
you can see the paper through it. So if there's a light behind it, that's what you're going to get. Yeah. You're going to get a light.
I mean, is that considered opaque enough for...
I would call that
requiring?
Semi-opaque myself, but...
And you have the image of the actual building with the sign on there, and that was taken during the day, which is this here. I'll point at it.
So this is existing.
It's the existing sign, and it is there already.
Existing sign from
the frame, the box, everything has been there, and the face has been changed.
Was there an enforcement case on this, or did they just install it and then do a permit?
The rectification of it was to apply for and obtain a permit. Yeah.
So, at the moment, they're not lighting it at all.
Correct.
You're asking us to approve a sign that could someday be lit, but is not lit right now, and it's black most of the time.
The client does not. It doesn't make a difference to them whether it's lit or not. I talked to them today, actually, because mainly it's a sublease. They don't know if they're going to be here for a long time, if they're going to succeed or not. So at this point, it's not a matter that if you say, as long as the sign is not lit, you're fine, we'll tell them not to light it. If it needs to be lit because you need it to be lit, we can ask them to connect it and wire it. But it wasn't set to do that as of now.
Okay. Jennifer, anything?
I mean, if it wasn't there already, my comments would have been, I would think we should try to adhere more towards the guidelines for Old Town. I mean, we have all these guidelines, and because they're these old box signs, everyone seems to think, well, it's okay, just this one, and we end up with a bunch of big box signs that don't adhere to the guidelines. Maybe the guidelines are to try to make Old Town nicer. I would have suggested the 805 be a little smaller, adhering to the 10-inch rule, and then maybe, like Kara suggested, just saying 805 in clothing and not having all the words. I mean, those other words, it says they're 3.6 inches tall. They're so small. It's really hard to see when you're driving by. You can't really read it. At least I couldn't. I wouldn't be able to read that and even tell what it says. But I don't know what we want to do now. It's there already.
Okay.
If we reduced the sign 805 to 10 inches and eliminated the descriptive words on a 12 foot by 3 foot sign, you basically end up having 805, 10 inches, and I'm not really sure.
Well, you could have like 805 clothing. You could have 805, but clothing underneath it or clothing next to it. And that would, you could have the clothing be bigger so people would know that it's a clothing store. I mean, there's, that would have been my suggestion.
Gotcha. Okay. Craig?
Yeah, I mean, if there's a question of the guidelines that's not being met to the letter, I usually look for some kind of, you know, mitigating measure taken. And in this case, it's a vast improvement on the sign that was there before. I don't know if you recall, but it was just a white panel.
The gun store?
Right. It was just basically text. It was really had no design element to it at all. The opacity is much better than the previous. And then, you know, I don't know where the guidelines came up with 10 inch, but even in Santa Barbara's El Pueblo Viejo district is the most restrictive area you can think of. 12 inches allowed there.
Right.
And so that 10 inch seems a little arbitrary to me. It also has to, when you think of sign lettering sizes, it has to do with height above the sidewalk or depth beyond, if a building's at the end of a parking lot, it's different than the building that's, you know, right at the street or if a sign is down low versus up high. There's many factors that go into why a sign letter would be the height that it is. Readability is also comes into play from certain distances. So I'm not as concerned with the 10-inch number as something to adhere to strictly. So I guess what I'm saying is I can generally support this. It's better than what was there before. It doesn't seem obtrusive, and I can support it.
Dennis?
Just staffs to go along with your comments, it does provide some leeway for adjusting the letter height for building size, architecture setbacks, some of the things that you were just talking about. Yeah, so the guidelines do provide some flexibility in that way.
And it's a logo, more.
Right.
First, a question for staff. Are there guidelines for percentage of a sign that has text and figures?
No.
Okay, just to clear that up. And what we see now on the building is what you're proposing. That is the permanent sign in place.
Correct.
That's so. What's up there is what's being proposed.
If your request ends up being it needs to be changed, I'll have to go back to the client and have them change it. Initially, when they approached us, we told them signs require permitting. And I think, I'm not really sure how it came about, but the sign is up there. And then they got a notice saying you need to apply the permit, and they're complying right now.
That's
so the sign is fine. Up there, yes.
Just to be clear,
yeah.
I think other members have made very valid comments that I would not disagree with as far as the full text, the size and breathability. The only minor thing I would change is the 805 is a little too big and a little more breathability. But I do want to make allowances for a new business. I don't think this exceeds the intent of the guidelines in any way. Perhaps if you really held down to it, I want to encourage a small business like this. They're trying to get themselves going. And as Member Schallenberger says, it's a vast improvement upon what was there. Again, I don't think it's terrible, so I'm willing to approve it as proposed.
Okay. I think... it's a lot of space, and so I think the clarification of, you know, the stuff written underneath it, clothing, sneakers, hardware, accessories, I think that actually helps the proportion of it, just because there's so much negative space on it. And I think given that that logo is so similar to the 805 Brewing Company's logo, you have to clarify it. You know, I mean, I think, I don't know if they're trying to, you know, do that on purpose to try to attract people for the logo. I mean, that's hauntingly
similar.
Come on
in for a drink, but buy a sneaker.
Yeah, that's you know, I don't know.
Yeah. No,
or if they're trying to be 805's supplier of clothing, sneakers, headwear, and accessories, but whatever. I think the...
they actually do custom. You can print custom sneakers, custom... It's a very interesting concept. You can customize your sneakers.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when I went out there and I parked in front of it for some time today and just kind of looked at it and went up and down the street and looked at other businesses, I don't think it stands out, and it's a new business, and you know, these guys are trying to make a stab at it, and it's a sublease. They're not even
right.
We don't know how long they're going to be
right
there. I could support this, I think. So.
All right, so I'll move to approve the project as submitted, making the findings for neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, and zoning, with the condition that the sign not be lit. In other words, we're approving this sign and not a different sign, and that if the applicant does intend to light it, that they would come back.
All right.
Good.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, please.
Yep.
I won't be able to support it because I think the guidelines are there. I think it appears 805 Clothing is the name of the business. I think that would be sufficient to be able to describe what the business is. And as far as the letter height requirement, in terms of mitigating, because it is a new business, I would be fine with whatever letter height you chose to be artistically proper to get 805 Clothing on the diagram. But, that would be my position.
Okay.
So I have a similar position. I'll support it as is because you put it in already, and there's all these other factors of mitigation, which everyone has brought up already. But I would say to other people that if it comes before us again, I'm not gonna be okay with it. But in this case, it seems like it's already built and they're subleasing. So hopefully they do well and then they can come back and fix it.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Takes us to item B2.
Item B2 is sign review. It's Santa Barbara Neighborhood Clinic's signage located at 5582 and 5580 Cali Real, case number 19-022 DRB.
Declarations, everybody?
Site visit, no ex parte discussions.
Same.
Site visit, no ex parte?
No new site visit, no ex parte. Site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Hi, Chris. Floor is yours.
Okay. Good afternoon. We are here for Santa Barbara Neighborhood Clinic's signage, second take. As a reminder, the background on the back of the staff report, we were here on May 28th talking about, at the time, it was a pole sign, a wall sign, and two projecting signs, one on the east side and one on the west side. The pole sign reface and the wall sign were both approved. There were comments on the projecting signs that are the official comments from the minutes are provided in the staff report there. The projecting signs ultimately were not approved. Since then, The applicant's agent, Amy Taylor here, has come back and made some revisions. There are no changes to the signs that were previously approved. There are still the two projecting signs that have been redesigned. They've both been made smaller and less text. There is a new identification sign on the east side of the property to just sort of identify main entrance. There's a very similar wall sign, very similar to the identification sign on the west side to identify Kellogg entrance. And there are three different doors that will have hours of operations displayed. There's a sign on the back, the north side of the property, to say employee entrance only. All of those signs are exempt from the sign code, as are required by other regulatory requirements. Oh, I apologize if I didn't bring the right one. I'll double check, but these at least are the correct ones. I can go back if you really want to see the larger size.
October 3rd is the...
Yeah. Yes, October 3rd.
That's what I have here.
Just making sure we have the right one.
My apologies. I must have... Interesting.
We've had a few iterations.
Yeah. I thought that's what you gave me most recently, but I guess I grabbed the wrong one. I apologize. Other items for you to consider... As we discussed last time, the sign code for projecting signs says that it shall consist of only a symbol with or without words relating to the activity on the premises. The current design proposed, the symbol is the blue-green underline that is shown on all the other signs. You may also... It's up to you if you want to consider whether or not capitalization between the two projecting signs is important to you. Just so you're aware, the banner sign has been removed.
From the back?
Yeah. The
But not from the pole sign yet.
Okay. Yeah. On the rear of the property, because that was a condition of the original approval for the pole sign reface.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Give me the floor, it's yours.
So to address signs, we've just simplified it to names. We've revised it to just the names of the entrances. At one conversation with the client, she reminded me that the building has no rain gutters, and the old signs as proposed didn't allow for potential rain gutters, which would be a nice addition to the property at some point. So it's a very narrow cosign, again, just to label the entries. And the real purpose of those signs is to help people with any kind of mobility issues to see it from the back parking lot. They can see it here down the walkway, and they can see it here down the other walkway. In terms of putting the signs instead on the building, this corner is cluttered already with handicap parking signs. And my experience was that I quite honestly never saw the banner sign on the back until I started studying signs for the building. So I didn't feel that this location is a successful location for notifying the front entrance. And then instead of having the full logo look of the sign on the blade, we've added a couple of very small signs on walls. One is called a wall sign because of the language of the ordinance, and the other is called an identification sign with a limitation to the square footage. So we have one on the east. This is a recessed entryway, so it's next to that with the little blade above it. And on the west, again, it's a recessed, not as deep as that one, but on the wall with the blade sign above it. In the back of the building, that's the existing parking signage. And that's about it.
Okay. And if it's helpful, I have some printouts of photos of the different sides here of the building, that is.
Okay. Why don't we start the other side this time? Dennis?
Sure. Thank you, Chair Branch. One small question for staff in the submittal. This is just for the blade signs and the wall signs, not the pole sign?
Right. So the pole sign reface and the large wall sign on the southern front elevation have been previously approved and are no changes to those.
So a secondary question on sheet A5.1, it talks about a night view. Is that for the pole sign?
Yes.
So it's really not part of the discussion.
Right, correct.
And I'm so curious how it can change from black to white, but that's a side question, so we won't go into that. I appreciate what's been done on the blade signs. I think they're a lot clearer now. I do have one little niggly picky thing about blade sign number 4, where you've switched to lowercase font because there are more letters, but it overlaps on the underline strike. And I think that graphically looks clunky. See what I mean?
The G's.
The G's.
Yeah, right. The two G's.
So how to fix that is either get rid of the strike or go to all uppercase, which would make the letters even smaller. I think it'd be.
Or you go to a lower uppercase.
I'm not going to tell you what to do. Yeah, but that looks a little bit clunky. Otherwise, it's just fine what you proposed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Craig?
I have nothing else to add. I can support it as submitted.
Jennifer?
No comments.
Karis?
I have no comments. I can support it as submitted.
Okay. Alfred?
Yeah, thank you for working on our last comments. I can support it as submitted, but I will offer up that I still don't like the font of your notes because I find them hard to read.
I did notice.
Are you talking about the font on her plans?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the font on the notes on the plans.
It's the tropical one. It's the one that looks like bamboo. I like it.
Custom.
Yeah. Oh, your own font. That's exciting.
I'm pretty sure I said so last time, but I get it.
I want to make one little comment on the fascia is peeling off. The paint is peeling off on
already?
Yeah. That I know it's not our purpose.
Thank you.
I agree. I can support as submitted. I don't have any other comments, so.
Phew.
So. Someone make a motion, please.
We support it as submitted with the one thing that maybe the G's and the line could somehow be resolved. As per Dennis. And with all the findings as staff has submitted them.
Okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Okay. Motion passes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And may I just ask one point of clarification, because Member Whelan had suggested striking the line as one option. Is that acceptable? Or does it,
no.
Does the board
keep the line.
Matter?
No, keep the line. The line.
Keep the line.
Okay. Thank you.
It's just the G's.
Okay, thank you for that.
I mean, it could move down a quarter inch or something, or.
Okay.
So, all right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
This is yours.
Okay. Moving on to our next item, item C1.
Item C1 is design review. It's the as-built second-story addition and balcony located at 6466 Covington Way, case number 19109 DRB.
Zoom out and see if it focuses in. There you go. Yeah, declarations.
I'll have to recuse. It's within 600 feet of my place.
Okay. Acknowledged.
Site visit, no ex parte. No site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte discussion.
Mary, the floor is yours.
Okay. So I think the photo is probably the best to start with for the project. It's a single family home. It's a total of 2,299 square foot, two-story residence. What we're here before the board is for that little pop out on the second level. And then this is existing, but they'll be putting a rail for the balcony that comes out. And it's a 78 square foot addition in the balcony, and then the plans will show the railing. It's a built as built, so coming before DRB and getting that this permitted. And you're Bob Murray?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Murray can add on if you like.
Great, thank you. The floor is yours.
Hello, I'm Bob Murray. A little history about the property. The lady that bought the house new passed away, and her children inherited it. And they approached me after they tried to do some mold repair and a few things and asked me if I could clean it up so they could sell it. And I suggested a few things that might really improve the looks of it. They liked that. We did them like one at a time and not all at once. So all of a sudden it ended up being a little more of a project than we started out to. And then the addition on the deck, well, the deck's an existing deck. It wasn't a new deck. It's a new coating.
Right, but there's no railing there now. Yeah.
And the addition was built by their son-in-law. I can't figure out exactly when he passed away last year, but
you're talking about this gable form.
Yeah. Yes, that was built probably 20 years ago, maybe when it was still in the county. I can't find it on any aerial maps. I don't know when it showed up. Bruce, the son-in-law, did it for his mother-in-law, and so there it is. I didn't realize it's not something I did. So that's the change that needs to happen.
So how did we get here?
There is actually another home nearby that has the same addition, and there were permits for that. We just can't find permits for this. We're not, you know, and so they're coming forward to get it permitted.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. All right, let's back down to the other end again. Karis, you want to start?
I'm not sure if this is within our purview, but the landscaping there right now looks pretty denuded.
Pretty denuded. It
does.
It's
nothing there.
Well,
even in the pictures you show this big, but that's been taken out.
No, that's still there.
That's still there, but there's nothing here.
Well,
this whole front is bare.
The lawn died during the drought.
There's
sprinklers there, but
okay.
Their idea right now is to let the new owners decide whether they want to do a rockscape or they.
So they're doing this to. They're going to sell the place.
Yeah. They did apply with Goleta Water, and we did have the sprinkler system inspected.
Okay.
And
that's good.
So I don't know if it passes with the land, but the owners want to get a credit to eliminate the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, it would end up being a rockscape or drought-tolerant situation. But I'm not sure how you transfer that or who's responsible for that in the future.
Okay.
That's
okay.
I think think usually when we would permit something, we would require that there be some landscaping upgrading or at least screening of the new area that
when we're talking about an area where the work is being done, where there's talking about something that's on the second floor, so landscaping in my mind doesn't come into play, but staff can chime in on that.
And if it's a new home, you can look at the whole site. So we're really just looking at the addition.
Okay. I have no comments on the addition.
Okay.
I think it's fine as stands. The only thing I would suggest to them is to landscape this area and in xerophytic, and maybe think about trimming out this part of the tree that's dead.
All right, Jennifer?
I don't have any comments. I could support it. What's the railing? Is it wood or?
It'll be metal, horizontal metal. The wood just doesn't seem
to last.
What
color is it?
They're using the bronze metal to match the doorknob.
Okay. All right. Craig?
I think it's fine. I mean, anytime, even the sign earlier, the application, whether it's existing or proposed, I'm going to look at the proposed design regardless of whether it's built or not. And this seems appropriate for this architecture. I mean, bringing this gable form forward seems right.
Gets rid of that huge gable behind it.
Yeah, yeah. True. That mass probably was a little bit overbearing beforehand. So it actually does something to the scale and proportion there that I like. So. And I like the railing design. That proposed design looks nice. I was thinking if there's any getting it, a building permit may generate some structural questions, but I would assume that all of that can be done internally. It wouldn't affect the exterior design.
Right, thank you.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a floor beam that may be in there, but how that goes out to the perimeter of the building and a post and a footing or... It doesn't matter. I don't think it affects the perimeter walls. So.
Okay.
It doesn't, and I went ahead and had the structural engineering looked at.
Okay.
And all the stuff that's going to be required for the building department is internal.
Okay.
So I support it.
Okay. Dennis?
Well, I think you've done a good job on taking a rather average design and upgrading it. There is something I think that should be added to the proposal. There's a covering over the walkway, which adds a third, even smaller gable that when I look at the rest of the neighborhood, nobody else has that. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to be thorough about permitting it, I would go back and look at that. Am I making myself clear?
This guy?
Yes. That no other houses have that in the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah. While I think it enhances the project, I would encourage staff to consider adding that to the proposal.
Well, but we don't know whether or not that's new or was originally installed.
Well, when I looked at the rest of the neighborhood and I took photos of three other houses, and Craig knows this neighborhood, none of the other houses have that on them.
Right.
And it just, to my eye, it does look in character with the addition that was made.
Yeah.
And I think it improves it all.
Yeah, I agree.
I just want the clarity of the permit to reflect what's been permitted.
Okay.
And then the second thing is the drawing doesn't specify what the railing is, and it occurs to me that this is all about the railing. You said it was metal, good choice. You said it was bronze. That I want to come back to match the hardware.
The doorknobs are the dark brown, this color, this black bronze.
There's
a sort of a fascia board above the garage that is a dark charcoal. Is that what you're talking about?
Are you talking about like the door hardware?
Yeah, on the doorknob. And the fixtures are black.
What about something to match with in the garage?
That would be my first inclination, is the white.
I was going to ask about that because I also wanted to know, when I went by there, the gutter and downspout is there, but it's just galvanized at the moment, so it hasn't been painted out. I'm assuming that's going to get painted out.
It needs to be in
this guy.
It needs to be white.
That guy might want to be white, but this guy, the one coming down here, might want to be this stucco color.
Exactly.
Right?
I agree totally.
And so, you know, I kind of agree with Dennis that the railing white rather than the bronze would...
Just some description, because it's not in here at all, not in the staff report that it includes the railing or in the drawings. It's on. It is an element of the drawing, but it isn't described what it is.
I mean, so on the other hand, it would throw a contrast in if it were the bronze.
Right, and or the dark brown that is that so-called, I'll call it a fascia board, that would unify it. But those two elements, I think, are missing from the staff report. If we could resolve them here.
Well, it's not really called out on the drawing.
It's not called out at all, the material or the color.
I don't think so.
So if I could, I'll turn it over to you then, Scott. I'd be happy to make a motion.
I mean, I sort of chimed in my comments. I mean, I think it's fine. I would, but they're getting ready to sell it. Is you know, that changed something that I was going to say, which was, and I didn't know how long that addition had been there, and when you look at it in plan, it's a closet, and I would just was thinking, whatever's in that closet's getting bleached out, because that's the south elevation, and so that part's unfortunate for whoever's going to put clothing in there, but that's the, I don't think this. I don't think clothing's our purview per se, but signs one thing. But anyway, so yeah, I can support it as is. And but I had an issue about what the railing was and getting that buttoned down. And I think we could approve that.
Is there a consensus on the railing, the color, the?
You know, I'm of the opinion that it should match this.
You like the lighter?
I like the lighter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sun's going to hit it.
It really comes down to lighter, darker kind of a feel, so.
If it's darker, it seems like it'll be more.
What leaps out at you? Lighter or darker?
I think the lighter's nice. Would be nice.
Gents? Yeah, lighter's fine. I don't mind.
I just think it's going to, the white is going to be sort of, you'll see it so much more at that face closest to the street, where the darker will just sort of recess back. You won't see it as much. It'll be like a white picket fence, as opposed to the darker colors just recede.
And then you see the mass behind it more than you see the. That's an interesting point. So
yeah, I like that idea.
So that means that with white, you're interpreting this mass from ground to the top of this whole thing.
Right.
Whereas
right.
if you're saying if you go dark, you're interpreting it as only going to here.
Right. Yeah.
Good point.
I like that point. I just worry if it's bronze and if it's shimmery, like if it...
No, it would be dark.
It's going to be dark. It's going to be black.
It's not going to be reflecting metal, metallic looking.
No.
It's flat.
I think the dark is a good idea. That's a good point.
Would it be safe to say that it's going to match the existing wood fascia color?
The wood fascia is white.
Brown color?
Black.
No, the horizontal piece there.
This one.
That dark
above the garage?
Yes, we can match all that.
All right, that'd be easy to
cut. And we can make a note on the plans.
Okay, then if we can make a note on the plans that it'll match the dark fascia.
I'll make a motion to approve as submitted with the addition of the material, metal, for the balcony railing painted to match the wood member below it, which is dark brown, black, dark charcoal, and that the covering, the walkway covering, be included in the permit too. Those two changes. And that it meets all of our DRB findings for neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, and the quality of landscape design as submitted by staff.
Why is she looking at me?
Well, we actually said there were no landscaping changes. It meets zoning.
Okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So with that, any announcements by members and staff?
No.
None? All right. With that, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I can throw army of debutantes to give the British the well-known ooh-la-la heat of change, the history of fun.